भद्रं कर्णीभिश्रृणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुमागुंसस्तनूभिः यशेमदेवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। कारिका नंबर 6। प्रभवः सर्वभावानां सतामिति विनिश्चयः सर्वं जनयति प्राणः चेतोषून् पुरुषः पृथक् We are seeing the Gaudapada Karika for the 6th mantra from 1st Karika to 5th Karika. Gaudapadacharya has explained the 3rd, 4th and 5th mantra of Mandukya Upanishad. What was the topic we saw in the three mantras, 3rd, 4th, 5th mantra? The Upanishad has presented the individual at three padas, at three levels. We can take it as Tvam Pada Vichara, inquiry into the individual nature. Mandukya Upanishad presenting in a unique method. What is that? Every person experiencing three levels of experiences or three status, three avasthas every day, not once in a week, but every day. First avastha is that Jagrat avastha, waking state. Second avastha is Swapna avastha, dream state. We should not say, I don't get dreams every day. Everyone get dream. Some dreams we remember, sometimes we don't remember. Some dreams are very, very, very short. So dreams are there. So Swapna Avastha. Third experience also is there in Sushupti Avastha. There we should not say, I don't experience anything in Sushupti Avastha, deep sleep state. We should not say. Why? You experience Ananda there, Ananda Bhukun. You are experiencing Ananda, mass of Ananda, Ghana Prajnahana. No specific experience, but an Ananda you experience. That's why you say, I slept well. I slept well, I enjoyed my sleep, that you say. So these three avasthas, Upanishad is giving different names. Who is this experiencer of Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti and Consciousness Principle? Atma. I, the Consciousness Principle, Atma. In Jagrat Avastha, I experience the external world. That only Gaudapadacharya explaining from the first Karika onwards. What jnanam he gets na? When I the consciousness associated with the gross body, bhahish prajnaha, experiencer of external world, first karika, I am known as Vishwaha, I experience the external world, bahya prapancha. I the consciousness, when I am associated with the subtle body, my name is called Taijasaha, I experience antah prajnaha. Prajnahanna, I am the experiencer. Prajna means jnanam, knowledge, experience. What I experience in my dream, antaha, my mind alone, I project the vasanas and I experience those vasanas. Antaha, inside. Therefore, all objects in the dream are outside or inside? Inside. Then I, the consciousness principle that we have to, that is the continuous thread you have to bring. I, the consciousness, Chaitanyam alone associated with Karana Shariram, deep sleep, my name is called Prajnaha. Prajnaha. What I experience in? I experience Ananda in my heart. Antaha. I experience in my own heart. Eka eva tridha, ekaha atma aham, eva tridha smritaha. I am only called as three jagrat swapna sushupti, vishvatayajasa prajna. My names are vishvatayajasa prajna. And this you have to invoke in one place. Dakshinakshimukhe Vishwaha. This Atma where you have to recognize Vishwaha. Since Vishwaha is associated with the gross body, therefore you have to meditate upon that Atma in the right eye. Right eye belong to Sthula Shariram. Vishwa is belong to Sthula Shariram. Therefore, I the Atma how to recognize? In my right eye I have to meditate upon. Then manasaha tu taijasaha. Once you have to meditate upon taijasa, I the consciousness am taijasa, where you have to meditate? In the mind, subtle body. Akashe hridisthitaha prajnaha. So prajnaha have to meditate upon. Atmaswarupam is prajnaha, is residing where? Na? Akashe, hridi akashe, the place in the heart. In the deep sleep, all our sense organs go, withdraws into that heart. Akasha, there is a space in the heart. They all go and sleep nicely. Sleep in what? Non-functional. They're all non-functional. Tridha dehe vyavasthitaha. These are all there in the body. Right eye, mind and heart and the space in the heart, all are where? Dehe. In three levels they are there in the deha. So three bodies are there, Sariratrayam is there. This Atma is playing the role with three bodies. Now you are playing with what body? You are playing means who? Atma. Atma alone now playing a role, sitting in the chair, Atma with Sthula Shariram. That Atma only is here. That's why they say, I am not a human being with spiritual consciousness entity. I am a spiritual being with incidental human body. இப்படி சொல்லணும். இப்ப என்ன சொல்றோம்? I am a human being sitting here. I have a spirit inside. This is what we are saying. Now we are Mandukya Upanishad students. What we have to say? We have to reverse it. No? What we should say? We are spiritual beings. No? Spirit, Atma. I am a being, not human being. Being apranda human being. I am a being, what type of being? Spiritual being with what? Incidental matter, body, mind complex. This is what advancement, no? You are advanced in ardham. Then, aidi atma, I experience vishvaha histhula bhuk. Aidi atma, with grass body, I experience three types of experience. Outer world, nityam, I experience external world with grass body. You are using your grass body now. You are experiencing the grass world. In the third karika. Taijasaha pravivikta bhuk. Who is Taijasa? I am only Taijasa, Atma. When I am associated with the subtle body, I am called as Taijasa. Pravivikta bhuk. I experience all internal experiences. Pravivikta means not tangible, sukshmam. I am experiencer of projected thoughts. Pratibhasika prapancha, I experience. These are the terms in Shastra used the order of reality they call. This is what you are in Vyavaharika Satta. You are in Vyavaharika Satta means relative reality. You are in relative reality now. Okay? Relative one, don't take sambandhi, mami, mamanarla, and the relative illa. Relative one, vyavaharikam. Vyavaharikam means what? Vyavahara. When you do in transaction is called vyavaharikam. Transactional, functional, vyavaharika reality. This is vyavaharika satta. Taijasa in deep dream, okay. In dream, experiences what? Na, pratibhasika satta, projected reality. The mood reality, nama purinchukonu. First, this is vyavaharika satta. From morning to till night, we are in what? Vyavaharika satta. Appa madhyana madhyana, some people take no, or snap, no? Kapli ek pancho, thukam. So, this vyavaharika transactional routine is called relative reality, vyavaharika satyam. You are listening class in vyavaharika satyam or pratibhasika satyam? Vyavaharika satyam. So, staijasa in subtle body experiencing the pratibhasika satyam, projected reality. That is called projected reality. Just to note it. No, these are the very, very important to get the Advaita Jnanam, projected reality. Apart from these two sattas, realities, there is one more higher than Vyavaharikam, that is Paramarthika Satyam. Paramarthika Satyam. In Sushupti, enna sattani kekadunga, anga unnu satta kadiyadu. Because you are in deep sleep, you don't know anything. There is just, really speaking, that it can be called as Paramarthika Satta. That is Paramarthika Satta, and you don't know anything, no? Their ignorance is there. Atma alone is there. Just simple Atma, attributeless Atma is there in deep sleep. That is Paramarthika Satyam. But you do not know that Paramarthika Satyam in deep sleep. You have to recognize that Paramarthika Satyam in Vyavaharika Satyam. You have to recognize that Paramarthika Satyam in Vyavaharika Satyam. Okay, now how many Satyams are there? Three Satyams are there. Realities, order of realities. Okay, this Paramarthika Satyam is known as absolute reality in English. This Paramarthika Satyam is known as absolute reality. Paramarthika Satyam is that which is unnegatable, that which exists all the three periods of time. Paramarthika Satyam is that which is known as absolute reality, that which exists all the three periods of time, which cannot be negatable at any time, that which independently exists, paramarthika satyam. Then vyavaharika satyam is temporary. When you go to dream, this vyavaharika satyam is not there. This vyavaharika satyam is called transactional reality or relative reality. Vyavaharika satyam is called transactional reality. That is the vyavaharam and peradik. Vyavaharika satyam, vyavaharam, yanda avasthalo panna mudiyamo, Tamil avastha ille. Okay, yanda avasthail panna mudiyamo, adi vyavaharika avastha, vyavaharika satyam. This is second lower order of reality. That is higher order of reality, H-O-R. Vyavaharika satyam is lower order of reality or lesser order of reality. Then third one is pratibhasika satyam in swapna, projected reality, less real than vyavaharika prapancha. Less real than vyavaharika satyam. Vyavaharika satyam is less real than what? Paramarthika satyam. Vyavaharika satyam is less real than pratibhasika satyam. Vyavaharika satyam is less real than paramarthika satyam. Vyavaharika satyam is more real than pratibhasika satyam. Pratibhasika satyam is less real than Vyavaharika satyam is more real than pratibhasika satyam, projected reality. Vyavaharika satyam is less real than paramarthika satyam, absolute reality, that is. So, absolute reality, relative reality, projected reality in English. Higher order of reality, lower order of reality, projected reality, more or less reality. That is swapnam. So, I, the consciousness, am available in three realities. I, the consciousness, am continuous in three realities. Paramarthika satyam, my original nature. And I alone appear in vyavaharika satyam with the gross body. I, the atma, who is absolute reality alone, unnegatable. I am unnegatable atma swarupam. All the three periods of time I am existing, atma. So I use this gross body mind in the class I listen. Which class? Mandukya Upanishad. Who is listening? Not a flesh, blood, bones. These are not listening. They are inert. They are jadam. I, the consciousness principle alone, in this body mind complex, generating ahankara. That ahankara is listening. Through ahankara, I am listening to the class. So, I am only playing. So, I experience what? Gross objects in the vyavaharika reality. I experience what prapancha in dream? Subtle body I use. What experience come in subtle body? Subtle experience. Sukshma experience, sukshma bhuk, adha pravivikta bhuk. Third karikala, fourth line, ananda bhuk tatha prajnaha. Prajnaha, I am in deep sleep. As prajnaha, I experience what? Ananda bhuk. Bhuk na eater, enjoyer, experiencer, consumer. What? Anandaha. Sukkathilo evvalu anandamo. ஒரே ஆனந்தமும் ஆனந்தம் தட்ஸ் அது அப்பப்போ கிளாஸில் கூட நைஸ்லி வி கோ டு ஸ்லீப் வி நெவர் பிளான் டு ஸ்லீப் லெட் மீ ஸ்லீப் நவ் ஒன் ஈவன் யூ வாண்ட் டு ஸ்லீப் ஆல்சோ யூ டோன்ட் கெட் ஸ்லீப் ஈவன் சம்டைம்ஸ் யூ வாண்ட் டு லுக் கண்டினியூஸ்லி பட் யூ கெட் ஸ்லீப் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டோ ஆனந்த புக் த்ரிதா போகம் நிபோததா போகம் த்ரீ டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் ananda, set, gross, subtle and causal. The fourth karika, the tripti I get, tarpayate, nar, stulam tarpayate, vishvam. Gross universe give pleasure to me, na, satisfies me. Fourth karika, vishvam, na, aidi vishva is satisfied by what? Gross experience, gross flowers and gross food, na, grass food kadiyadu, gross food, na, very very tangible food, na. You cannot enjoy the dream idli, dream dosa, dream puri. You have to eat tangible idli dosa na sthula bhuk vishvam tarpayate praviviktam tu taijasam. All the subtle objects give satisfaction to the me, the taijasa atma in subtle body swapna. Anandascha tadha pragnyam. In deep sleep, when I am playing a role of prajnaha, I enjoy ananda. Tripti comes. That's why everyone in sleep, in a tukatlo, there is no difference of ananda. Raja, that's why who sang, Annamacharya sang, Nindara raju nidrinsu nidrayu nokate, andane bantu nidra adiyu nokate. Even the servant sleeping and Raja is sleeping in the palace, both of their sleep, is there any difference? Ananda? No difference. Ananda bhuk. Anga difference kadiyad. So, tridha triptim nibodhata. Tripti also three types. Three types of experience, three types of places you take in the body, and three types of satisfaction. Then fifth karika, phalashruti. Whoever knows this? Whoever knows this from 20 minutes, you know, 22 minutes, whoever listening like this, understanding like this, Trishudhamasa yadbhojyam bhokta yascha prakirtitaha. I, the unconsciousness, am enjoyer of gross, subtle and causal body, the experiences, whoever understands that, I, the consciousness, am not touched by them. Veda tadubhayam yastu na bhunjanaha api nalipyate. So the one who is known to be the enjoyer and the one who chooses to be the three states, mood nilai irukkenukku, and the mood nilayila naan irukke, analum naan apparpattavan, I am not touched by. Do you remember vyavaharika prapancha in dream? No. It is not touching you. Do you remember the dream objects are all are with you now? No. Do you remember anything in deep sleep about vyaharika and swapna? No. That means what? All are exclusive. Your pains of vyaharika are not there in sushupti. And sushupti ananda is not here now. Okay. And swapna objects no more. Okay. All are exclusive. But who is inclusive? I am. The experiencer is there, but the pains of this jagrat are not there in dream. Dream experiences are not there in sushupti. Sushupti ananda is not there in this. They are all exclusive. But the I, the observer of three avasthas, I am not tainted by, touched by, afflicted by them. Whoever knows this, they are muktas. That means you are all muktas. Illiyo, na chollinittu irukke, neenga da sollanum adu. Okay. Ubhayam yaha veda. Ubhayam means both of them, the person who knows both of them, means the gunas, bhokta, this body mind complex, your experiences and that world, all of them, indeed, then not touch him. I alone am appearing as three pairs like an actor. I am only acting. Very difficult to swallow. Okay. But it's fact, whether you swallow or not, whether you understand or not, Upanishad doesn't bother. This is the fact. One day or other you have to understand. Okay. All the best, Upanishad says. While enjoying them, I am not affected by them. Up to here we saw in the last class. Okay. Now we have to see the sixth karika talking about the sixth mantra. One of the important topic is God required for this creation? Is God required? We have to accept there is a God who is the creator of this universe. The discussion comes, the question arises. Shastra says, Jagat Karanam Ishwaraha Asti. Now look into the sixth mantra. What was the sixth mantra? Based on that mantra only, up to ninth karika it goes. Sixth mantra is, Esha Sarveshwaraha, Esha Sarvagnaha, Eshontaryami, Esha Yonihi, Sarvasya Prabhavapyayohi Bhutanam. That Jagat Karanam Ishwara, who is the cause of all beings, is the all-knower, Sarvagnaha, is the Ishwaraha, overlord. And he is the Lord or Ishwaraha, this universe. Where is he? Antaryami. He is residing inside and controlling everything. That Ishwara. Now, the Srishti topic comes here. Jagat Karanam Ishwara. Until now, I used to give this four statements. God exists. God created the world. God became the world. World is nothing but God. That alone we are presenting in a different format. Ishwaraha Jagat Karanam. Karana means a cause. Jagat Karana means a cause of the universe. Regarding this creation, who created this universe? No, God created this universe. Now, God created the universe. Who is this God? What is his nature? How he created the universe? These are all coming here. There are many theories regarding this creation. One theory present in one manner. Creation is like this. God is like this. He creates the universe like this. That all different theories we can take into two. Only two theories. All theories come under this, either one of the theory. One is Satkaryavada. From here onwards, new topic. Okay, Satkaryavada. Number two is Asatkaryavada. First we will read the karika, we read this, no, sixth karika. This karika, sixth karika gives two theories. Seventh karika gives another two theories of creation, cosmos. Cosmology study. We are studying cosmology now, okay? Cosmology means study about cosmos. Cosmos means universe. Study about the universe. Seventh karika gives two theories, two views. And eighth karika gives another two views. And ninth karika, first two are in the seventh karika we can take. Just he presents the outline in the sixth karika, seventh, eighth, ninth. Each karika has got two speculations. Speculations. They call it as theory views. Gaudapada karika, Gaudapadacharya says they are all called speculations. Speculations and anartham, they are not true. He is going to negate later. First, let us know what they talk about the creation. What is their view? So, up to ninth karika, first sixth karika, I will explain you. Then we come to the seventh karika. Sarvabhavanam satam. Sixth karika, first line. Sarva bhavana means this Vishwa taijasa pragna bhavana manartha. This Vishwa taijasa pragna, what we are names we are giving, Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti, all the nama and rupa, names and forms of జాగ్రత్ ప్రపంచ, స్వప్న ప్రపంచ, సుషుప్తి ప్రపంచ, ఆల్ దీస్ సతాం ఏవ, సతాం ఏవ యూ హ్యావ్ టు సప్లై, విచ్ ఆర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్. ద క్రియేషన్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ద విచ్ ఈజ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్. సర్వభావాన మీన్స్ అవ్యక్త రూపేణ వర్తమానాం, దట్ హుచ్ హ్యాస్ ఆల్రెడీ ఎగ్జిస్టెడ్ ఇన్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ ఫామ్ అని అర్థం. సర్వభావానాం ఓన్లీ ఫర్ దోస్ హుచ్ ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ ఎగ్జిస్టెడ్ ఇన్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ ఫామ్, హుచ్ ఆర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ అలోన్. ప్రభవ వినిశ్చయ, బర్త్ ఈజ్ పాసిబుల్, బర్త్ ఈజ్ డెఫినెట్ ఫర్ దోస్ హుచ్ ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ ఇన్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ ఫామ్. ప్రభవ అన్న బర్త్, ఒరిజినేషన్, ఎమర్జెన్స్, ఒరిజినేషన్ ఆర్ ఎమర్జెన్స్ ఆర్ బర్త్ ఈజ్ పాసిబుల్ ఓన్లీ టు దోస్ హుచ్ ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ ఎగ్జిస్టెంట్ ఇన్ పొటెన్షియల్ ఫామ్, అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ ఫామ్, సీడ్ ఫామ్, క్యాప్స్యూల్ ఫామ్. Otherwise, they cannot come into existent. That means whatever is existent alone in unmanifest form, alone come into manifest form or created. This is called Satkaryavadaha. This is called Satkaryavadaha. How they have come into existent? Then second line says, Pranaha ప్రాణః సర్వం జనయతి. సెకండ్ లైన్ ఫస్ట్ క్వార్టర్. ప్రాణః మీన్స్ హియర్ ఈశ్వరః. ప్రాణః మీన్స్ నాట్ అపాన ప్రాణ, వ్యాన ప్రాణ, సమాన ప్రాణ. హియర్ ప్రాణ మీన్స్ ఈశ్వరః, దట్ ఈస్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ ఈశ్వర, హూ ఈజ్ ఆల్రెడీ ఇన్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ ఫామ్. దట్ అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ ప్రాణ ఆర్ ఈశ్వర, from that ishvara only sarvam janayati. Sarva means the entire achetana prapancha, inert world come into existence. What is that inert world? For example in akasha, vayu, agni, water, prithvi, all other objects, all inert objects, all are born out of this Ishvara. So Ishvara has got two principles. When you call Ishvara, Prana has got two principles. What are they? One is Chetana Amsha. Rundu Amsha mirka Ishvaranlo. Chetana Amsha, rendavadu Achetana Amsha. Chetana Amsha manna sentient principle. Achetana Amsha manna ఇన్సెన్షియంట్ జడం ప్రిన్సిపల్, ఇనర్ట్ ప్రిన్సిపల్. ఇంత రెండు అంశం ఇరుక. ఇంత జడ అంశం, ఇనర్ట్ అంశ ఆఫ్ ఈశ్వరన్కు మాయా అని పేరు, అదిదా ప్రకృతి అని పేరు, అదికదా అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ అని పేరు. అంత అన్మానిఫెస్ట్దా మేనిఫెస్ట్ ఆన ఉడనే వికృతి అని పేరు. వికృతి అని వికారం ఆయిడదే, అంత ప్రకృతి బికమ్ వికార వికృతి. Now what you are seeing is Vikriti. World is Vikriti of what? Prakriti. Vikriti of Prakriti. Prakriti is unmanifest form. Vikriti is manifest form. Manifest form is called, known as Vyakta Prapancha. Vyakta Prapancha means visible world. Manifest is called Vyaktam. Unmanifest is called Avyaktam. ప్రకృతి ఈజ్ అవ్యక్తం, వికృతి ఈజ్ వ్యక్తం. మేనిఫెస్ట్ వికృతి ఈజ్ విజిబుల్, టాంజిబుల్, కాంక్రీట్. అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ ప్రకృతి ఈజ్ ఇన్విజిబుల్, ఇంటాంజిబుల్, అబ్స్ట్రాక్ట్. యు కెనాట్ డిసైఫర్, యు కెనాట్ డిస్టింక్ట్లీ నో. Once it become Vikriti, tangible, concrete form, Vyaktam only you can distinctly know separately. Therefore, from that prana or Ishvara, sarvam janayati, purushaha cheton shun prathak janayati. This world, inert objects are also created by maya, inert principle. From inert maya, what comes? Inert only comes. From the chaitanya amsha of Ishvara, what comes? Na cheton shun means sentient jivas. Chetom shunana conscious beings. Conscious or sentient jivas. Sentient beings are all prithak means distinctly. That's why your amma ki or anji kodandi irundha. Anji kodandi irundha anji anji peru vidhama irupa. Same parents but there are different futures. So that's called prithak prithak. Who are they? All are sentient or insentient? Thank God. Sentient. Okay. Sentient principles are also there. Insentient objects are also there. Because this sentient person has to enjoy insentient. These flowers are insentient or sentient? If they are sentient, they go away, out. They don't want to sit here. So they have no moment of their own. So for the insentient is for the sake of sentient. That's why you are enjoying the color. Vandha udane swami na appuram paapom flowers paapom first na. Okay. So for our enjoyment only na. Objective world is for our sake only na. So Bhagavan creates chetom shun sentient beings with his chaitanya principle amsha, and Bhagavan create that inert objects also with his maya, inert maya he creates inert objects, and with his chaitanya amsha he create sentient beings. This is the about creation, what Shastra says. Regarding this, views are going to come differently. Before going to see that views, I'll give the background of this Satkaryavada and Asatkaryavada. Satkaryavada is propounded by Sankhya philosopher. Sankhya philosopher Kapila Muni says, Karanam, in that Karanam, cause, effect is there already. Achunna Satkaryavadam. Karyam Karane Asit. For example, you take this pot, Ghataha. This ghatam is called ghatamanna pot. Ghatam means pot. Pot is effect. Karyam. These words you have to know, technical terms. Clay is called mrid in Sanskrit. Pot is called ghatam. Pot is the effect. Clay is the cause. So cause-effect relation. Clay is cause. What is effect? So this effect is called karyam. Effect is called karyam. Then what is karanam? Clay is the karanam. So karanam karyam. Rendu irukka inge enna irukke en kaiyila enna irukke pot is there. What type of pot? Clay pot. So pot is the effect karyam. Clay is the cause, karanam. What this Sankhya philosopher says, before the pot emergence or pot creation, pot was there in the clay already, in unmanifest form. Karanam mridi, karya ghataha, sat, na, purvam asid. ఘట ఉత్పత్తి పూర్వం ఘటః కార్యం కారణమృది ఆసీత్ సత్ అని చొన్న సత్కార్యవాద. సింపుల్ ఐర్కిలియో ఓ పాట్ ఇల్లన్న మృదులో వరాదు. ఇట్ ఈస్ ఆల్రెడీ దేర్ ఇన్ వాట్ ఫామ్? అన్న అన్మానిఫెస్ట్ ఫామ్. Similarly, chain is there already in the gold. Before the goldsmith is creating the chain, it is there in the gold in what form? Unmanifest form. That irukkira chain the manifest ayirchi and the gold la. Similarly, carpenter create the desk from the wood, which desk is in what form? Unmanifest form in the wood. இல்லாத ஒரு பொருள் வராது இல்லையோ. தட் இஸ் வை கோகோனட்ல வாட் இஸ் தேர்? கோகோனட் ஆயில் இஸ் தேர். கேன் யூ சீ த ஆயில்? இட் இஸ் இன் அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் ஃபார்ம். மில்க்ல பட்டர் இருக்கா இல்லையா? காணுமே இருக்கு சுவாமினி, நிறைய பட்டர் மில்க் இதுனா. லாட் ஆஃப் பட்டர் இஸ் தேர். வேர் இஸ் பட்டர் வென் ஐ ஆஸ்க் வாட் யூஸ் இட்? இன் அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் ஃபார்ம். Otherwise, how can you churn? No? Butter comes, you are very sure, butter comes from that only, you churn that curds and you get the butter. That means, butter is there already in the milk in unmanifest form. This is called Satkarya Vada. And a Nyaya philosopher comes and says, no, 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 it is not there. It is not there, it is asat. Ghataha na asti purvam. In mrudha it is not there, it is newly born. If it is there already, why he has to create? Avan the question. If it is already existent, you need not create. Our second philosopher says asat karyavadi. Asat anna illai en artham. Illai enna illai enna. In the ghata angarade, அந்த மிருத்துல மிருத்துன்னா கிளேல கிடையாது. இருந்தா ஏன் கிரியேட் பண்ணணும்? பாட் மேக்கர் வை ஹேஸ் டு கிரியேட் பாட்? இருந்தா அவன் அந்த வாதம் பாருங்க. செகண்ட் அவன் சொல்லது கரெக்ட் தான். ஓகே, ஆல்ரெடி இட் இஸ் தேர், வை ஹேஸ் டு கிரியேட்? இஃப் இட் இஸ் ஆல்ரெடி தேர், நம்ம என்ன சொல்றோம்? சத்காரியவாத. வி ஆர் டெம்பரரி சத்காரியவாத நவ். ஓகே, நவ் வாட் வி சே? இருக்கப்பா என்ன, அது அன்மேனிஃபெஸ்ட் ஃபார்மா இருக்கு, அதனால கிரியேட் பண்ணணும். ஆஸ் த கிரியேட்டட் இருக்கிற பாட்டு தான் அந்த என்ன பண்ணுறோம், அந்த அன்வான்ட் மண்ணும் யூ ஆர் ரிமூவிங். அவ்வளோதானே கிருஷ்ணா சில்பம் வென் ஹீஸ் டூயிங், அன்வான்ட் பார்ட் ஆஃப் த ஸ்டோன் பீசஸ் இஸ் ரிமூவிங். இஸ் நாட் பிரிங்கிங் நியூ கிருஷ்ணா, நியூ எனி திங் டால். அன்வான்ட் பார்ட் ஹீ ரிமூவ்ஸ். யூ கோ அண்ட் சி த ஸ்கல்ப்டர் வாட் ஹீ டஸ். ஹீ இஸ் கிரியேட்டிங் கிருஷ்ணா. He is removing the unwanted stone. He is bringing what already irukkira Krishna adila. Idu nama mudiyadhu namakku. These are all, you know, how they think, so ingeniously they think. Renda philosopher says, no, no, adu kadiyave kadiyadhu. Ghataha nasti, asatu, illai. Na, ghata utpatti purvam, karana mridi, ghataha na asat, nasti, nasti, ghataha asatu. Ani chonna asat karyam adam. என்ன, பாட்டு வரத்துக்கு முன்னாடி மண்ணில் பாட்டு இல்லைன்னு சொன்னால் அசத்காரியவாதம். பாட்டு வரத்துக்கு முன்னாடி மண்ணில் பாட்டு இல்லைன்னு சொன்னால் அசத்காரியவாதம். பாட்டு வரத்துக்கு முன்னாடி மண்ணில் பாட்டு இருக்குன்னு சொன்னால் சத்காரியவாதம். ஸோ சத்காரியவாதி இஸ் கால்டு சாங்கிய ஃபிலாசபர், அசத்காரியவாதி இஸ் கால்டு நியாய வைசேஷிகா ஃபிலாசபர். நியாய வைசேஷிக. ஸோ தீஸ் டூ ஃபிலாசபர், ஆல் அதர் சிஸ்டம்ஸ் ஃபிலாசபர்ஸ் கம் இன் திஸ் டூ ஒன்லி, ஏதர் சத்காரிய ஆர் அசத்காரியவாத. வி கிவ் அனதர் நேம், டிஃப்ரெண்ட் நேம். தி சத்காரியவாதி அலோன் இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் பரிணாமவாதி. பரிணாமவாதி அசத்காரியவாதி இஸ் கால் ஆரம்பவாதீனர். இப்போதான் ஆரம்பம் ஆயிட்டிருக்க பாட்டு, நம்ம என்ன சொல்கிறோம், பாட்டு ஏற்கனவே ஆரம்பம் ஆயிடுத்து, முன்னாடியே இருக்கு, இப்போ புதுசாக ஆரம்பம் ஆகலைன்னு சொல்கிறோம். ஸோ செகண்ட் ஃபிலாசபர் இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் அசத்காரியவாதி ஆர் ஆரம்பவாதி. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஃபிலாசபர் சாங்கிய ஃபிலாசபர் இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் சத்காரியவாதி ஆர் பரிணாமவாதி. சரி, எதுக்கு சுவாமினி இந்த பொம்பல்ல நமக்கு? Now come to their darshtanta. This entire universe was there in Ishvara in unmanifest form. Satkaryavadam. This creation is not newly created. Karya Jagat Utpatti Purvam Jagat Srishti Purvam. This Karya Jagat Karana Ishvare Asit. அப்படி சொன்னா சத்காரியவாதம். காரியம் ஜெகத். இந்த பாட்டு பிளேஸ்ல என்ன இப்போ எடுக்கணும்? திருஷ்டாந்தம் பாட்டு. பாட் பிளேஸ்ல வாட் யூ ஹாவ் டு டேக்? பாட்டு மண்ணு விடுங்கோ. ஓகே, யூ ஹாவ் டு கம் டு த அஷ்டாந்தம். வாட் இஸ் த சப்ஜெக்ட் மேட்டர் ஹியர்? ஈஸ்வரஹா ஜெகத் காரணம். ஜெகத் இஸ் மீன்ஸ் வாட் நவ்? ஈஸ்வரஹா ஜெகத் காரணம். ஜெகத் பிகம் வாட்? காரியம். Jagat means universe. Ishvara is the cause. Jagat is effect. So effect world is there already in Ishvara in unmanifest form. That unmanifest universe alone become manifest. That is called creation. There is no real creation. Newly born creation kadiyave kadiyadu. Already existent creation only, which is in potential avyakta form, avyakta prapancham alone vyaktamaayindu irukke. Ippo vyaktamaa irukke, thirupi avyaktamaayidum. Even God cannot create. God helps only to manifest. Unmanifestaa irukkira, avyaktamaa irukkindra indha ulagam vyaktamaagradhenna andha Bhagavan moolama vyaktamaagradhenna. That is the principle. So we accept. Gaudapada Acharya go along with Sankhya philosopher for some time. Afterwards we negate him also. Okay. The Asatkaryavadi says what? Creation is newly created. It was not there in Ishvara. It is newly created. Arambhavadana. It is newly created. So three problems will come. Suppose you say, God and universe. இப்போ ரெண்டு இருக்கு. நம்ம பற்றி ஆயிடுது. ஜாகிர விஸ்வ தைஜச பிராக்ஞா நம்ம பற்றி படிச்சுட்டு அங்கே தனியாக இருக்கோம் நம்ம. இப்போ வி ஆர் ஸ்டடிங் அபவுட் ஈஸ்வரா அண்ட் யூனிவர்ஸ். வாட் இஸ் த கனெக்ஷன் பிட்வீன் திஸ் டூ? என்ன இந்த ஈஸ்வரா இந்த ஜெகத், சப்போஸ் போத் ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட்னா, போத் ஆர் டிஃபரெண்ட்னா ஈச் ஒன் லிமிட்டிங் தி அதர். Wherever Ishvara, Jagat is not there. Wherever Jagat, Ishvara is not there. If they are different. This is the problem if they are different. We have to see the loopholes of the systems, other systems. God and Jagat, if you see differently, God is different, world is different. அப்படி என்ன அர்த்தம்? God இருக்கிற இடத்துல world இருக்காது, world இருக்கிற இடத்துல காட் இருக்க முடியாது. ஏன்னா ரெண்டும் டிஃப்ரெண்ட் டிஃப்ரெண்ட். போத் ஆர் லிமிட்டிங் ஈச் அதர். ப்ராப்ளம் நம்பர் ஒன் இஃப் தே ஆர் டிஃப்ரெண்ட். சரி, எதுக்கு இந்த ப்ராப்ளம்? வேர்ல்டே பகவான், பகவானே வேர்ல்டு அனு சொன்னேன். இஃப் தே ஆர் சேம், போத் ஆர் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம். ஈஸ்வர அலோன் இஸ் ஜெகத், ஜெகத் அலோன் இஸ் யூனிவர்ஸ் அனு சொன்னேன். என்ன ப்ராப்ளம்னா அதையும் ப்ராப்ளம் தான். வாட் இஸ் த ப்ராப்ளம்? வேர்ல்டில் இருக்கிற ப்ராப்ளம்ஸ் எல்லாம் பகவானுக்கு போயிடும். If Bhagavan and world both are one and the same, all problems, sufferings in the world belongs to God. அப்போ அப்படி அவர் என்ன காடு? அப்படிப்பட்ட ப்ராப்ளம்ஸோடு இருக்கிற பகவான் பகவான் ஆயிட முடியுமா? Therefore, world and Bhagavan cannot be same. இது எப்படி? டிஃப்ரெண்ட்டும் ஆக முடியல, ஒன்றாகவும் இருக்க முடியல. என்னதான் சொல்ல முடியும்? அப்போ பார்ட் ஹோல் சொல்லலாமான்னா, Bhagavan is the whole, world is ஒரு part of Bhagavan அனு சொல்லாமான்? அதையும் ப்ராப்ளம் தான். ஏன்னா இங்கே கூட ப்ராப்ளம் சால்வ் ஆகாது. ஹோல் பார்ட் பாருங்க, இப்போ நமக்கு இந்த சின்ன வேலுக்கு ஏதாவது ப்ராப்ளம் வந்தால் ஹோல் பாடி இது ஒரு பார்ட்டு, சின்ன பார்ட்டு. இங்கே கொஞ்சம் ப்ராப்ளம் வந்தால் நமக்கு ப்ராப்ளமா இல்லையா? கால் விரல் கை விரல் எங்கே ப்ராப்ளம் வந்தால் கூட, பார்ட்டுக்கு ப்ராப்ளம் வந்தால் கூட, கண்ணுலோ எங்கேயோ ப்ராப்ளம் வந்தால், த ஹோல் பாடி ஹேட்ஸ் கோல்டு வந்தால் எங்கேயோ நோஸில் தானே கோல்டு வருது. வை வி ஆர் சஃபரிங்னா, பார்ட் இஸ் எஃபெக்டட் அண்ட் ஹோல் ஆல்சோ வில் பி எஃபெக்டட். Therefore, part whole theory also cannot work out. Then which theory work out? Anna Advaita philosopher சொல்ல போற theory the correct ஆக முடியும். இப்போ இந்த six speculations are going to be negated. First he presents and he negates. Let us read the seventh karika. First two speculations. Okay. What they say, Srishtipate.
Vibhutim prasavam tanyem. Manyante srishti chintakaha. Svapna maya sarupeti. Srishtiranyai vikalpitam.
Anyaihi, by some people. Who are those some people? Srishti chintakaha. Nana, svapna maya sarupa srishti vikalpitan. We take the first line. Srishti chintakaha means some other people who talk about the creation. Creation thinkers an artham. Srishti chintakaha na thinkers. Srishti chintakaha means purva mimamsakas an peru. Who are dedicated a total life for cosmology. In the cosmology patti yosichinde irpatri creation, creation, creation patti. Srishti chintakaha him vadanti. சர்வம் பிரசவம் மன்யந்தே. எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் கிரியேட்டட். தி கிரியேஷன் இஸ் த க்ளோரி ஆஃப் த லார்ட். விபூதி விபூதி இது மன்யந்தே. த ஹோல் கிரியேஷன் இஸ் பிரசவம் மீன்ஸ் கிரியேஷன் சிருஷ்டி. சூதாத்து சூயதே டு கிவ் பர்த். This whole creation is the birth or glory of the Lord. Vibhuti means glory. Ishwarasya vibhuti iti manyante. Srishti chintakaha prasavam, the srishti, I think that delivery ki kuda prasavam ani peru. Okay. Okay. Vibhutim, Ishwarasya vibhutim manyante. The whole creation is the glory of the Lord. How God is real. Okay? God is real. The whole creation is what? Glory of the God. So therefore God is real. World is unreal. Aga mudiyuma appo? I am real. My speech is unreal. Can you say? I am real. My speech is also real. Yes or no? You are real. Your seeing power is also real. That is your glory. Speech is my glory. Listening is your glory. Speech is my glory. Like that, whole creation is glory of the Bhagavan. Bhagavan is real. Jagat is real. How? Because it is the glory of the Lord. Bhagavan is real. His glory is as real as Bhagavan. Therefore, God is real. World is also real. For whom? Purva Mimamsakas. Srishti. Then second philosopher, Svapna Maya Sarupa Srishtihi Vikalpita. This second philosopher says, this world is like comparable to dream or magic. Svapna anna, Svapna anna, Kanav, Svapna, dream. Maya anna magic, like a magician do magic, you know. The entire universe is like a dream. Or maya, magic. For these people, world is real, dream also real. Magic is also real. All are real. Dream is also real. Magic is also real. And world is also real, like a dream. So therefore, world is like a dream. It is not unreal, it is real like dream. Appa dream is also real for them. Who are they? They are one type of philosophers. All come under what? Either Satkaryavada or Asatkaryavada. Okay? ஆல் தீஸ் சிக்ஸ் ஸ்பெக்குலேஷன்ஸ் கம் அண்டர் ஏதர் சத்காரியவாத ஆர் அசத்காரியவாத. நெக்ஸ்ட் காரிக்க,
இச்சா மாத்திரம் பிரபோ சிருஷ்டி. காலாத் பிரசூதிம் பூதானாம் மன்யம் தே கால சிந்தகாஹ.
சிருஷ்டிஹி பிரபோஹோ இச்சா மாத்திரம் இதி வினிச்சிதாஹ. சிருஷ்டிஹி மீன்ஸ் திஸ் கிரியேஷன் இஸ் பிரபோஹோ ஈஸ்வரஸ்ய. ஈஸ்வரன் மீன்ஸ் உச்சி பாத திருத்தீய பாத. ஓகே, விராட், ஹிரண்ய கர்ப்ப அண்ட் ஈஸ்வர. ஈஸ்வர இஸ் த திருத்தீய பாத. திருத்தீய பாத இஸ் த காஸ் ஆஃப் வாட் செகண்ட் பாத அண்ட் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பாத. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் பாத மீன்ஸ் வாட்? விராட். விராட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? யூனிவர்ஸ். ஸோ யூனிவர்ஸுக்கு யார் காரணம்னு இந்த ஈஸ்வரன் மூடாவது பாதம். மூடாவது பாதமாக இருக்கின்ற ஈஸ்வரன் ரெண்டு ஒன்றாவது பாதத்துக்கு காரணமாக இருக்கின்றார். ஸோ ஹவு ஹீஸ் த காஸ்ன்னு, இச்சா மாத்திரம், ஜஸ்ட் ஹிஸ் வில், ஹிஸ் மியர் வில், சங்கல்பம். அவர் சங்கல்பம் பண்ணாலே போதும், உலகம் அப்படியே உண்டாகும். சங்கல்ப மாத்திரேன பிரபவான் சிருஷ்டௌ ஈஸ்வரவாதீஸ். தீஸ் பீப்புள் ஆர் கால்ட் ஈஸ்வரவாதீஸ். ஈஸ்வர அலோன் இஸ் த காஸ். ப்ரீவியஸ் பீப்புள் டோன்ட் சே ஈஸ்வர, எல்லாம் மேஜிக்கு தான் காரணம்னா ஈஸ்வரன் எதுக்கப்பான்னா, இவன் வந்து ஈஸ்வரவாதி. அண்ட் நியாய யோகா பீப்புள் ஆர் நிரீஸ்வரவாதீஸ். They don't accept Ishvara. Sankhya accept Ishvara, but they don't accept Ishvara. Ichha matram. This is the third speculation. What about the fourth speculation? Kala chintakaha prasutim bhutanam kalat iti manyante. Kala chintakaha na astrologers. Astrologers always say, what is the cause of this creation? Na, nothing but time. Time alone is the cause. How the seasons are coming? Spring season, autumn, summer, winter, rainy season. Because of time. No? Kala chintakaha. There are books only for astrology's sake. One book or two. Ethana books are for astrology's sake. They are all thriving books. You know? People all are very much towards time principle. So, that's why they say Rama killed Vali. Therefore, he was, again in the next avatara, he is killed by hunter. Enna prarabdham? Eppadi enna? Kalam. Ella thala eluthenu solluva. They call it as what? Ella thala eluthappa nama. தமிழில் கூட சொல்லுவோம் இல்லை, வேலை நல்லா இல்லை இன்னைக்கு, வேலை நல்லா இருக்கு, நல்ல வேலை இன்னைக்கு. வேலை என்ன என்ன அர்த்தம்? டைம். எல்லாம் டைம் டைம் டைம். என்ன ராகு கண்டம், அந்த காலம், இந்த காலம், சனி தசை, இன்ன தசை, அந்த தசை, எல்லாம் டைம் பிரின்சிபல். இந்த டைம் தான் இந்த உலகத்துக்கு காரணமே என்று சொல்லுவான். டெஸ்டினி ஓரியன்டெட் பீப்புள். ஸோ இது பிராரப்தா ஓரியன்டெட் பீப்புள். வேலை சரியில்லை, வேலை சரியாக இருக்குன்னு சொல்லுவான். அதுதான் காலச்சிந்தக்காக. வாட் அபவுட் நெக்ஸ்ட்டு? நைன்த் காரிகா,
போகார்த்தம் சிருஷ்டிரித்யன்யே கிரீடார்த்தமிதி சாபரே தேவஸ்யைஷஸ்வபாவோயம் ஆப்தகாமஸ்ய காஸ்பிருஹம்.
Fifth view is bhogartham srishtihi. This is for the entertainment of Ishvara. The whole creation has come. He is enjoying, we are suffering. Our suffering he enjoys, it seems. This is the fifth view. Sixth view is kreedartham. It is like a sport for Bhagavan. Nanurud vilayat bommayan. So vilayat Bhagavan. Can you tell? Sixth view. Gaudapadacharya is going to negate all of them. in one line, in the second line. That we see in the next class.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantih Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.